Hello.
Hi, Mario.
Hi. I am just admitting the other people. Okay, I think that everybody is connected. Can you hear me? Good?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Perfect. So let's start from the usual analysis of today. Ciao, Dieter.
Ciao, Mario. How are you?
Ciao, ciao.
I think we should congratulate Christian first on his enormous lounge. Christian Menard, look at the size of his house.
Yes, really. Give me 1 second that I have to admit. Okay. Door is coming. Good. So we are ready. First of all, talking about the first two sessions, obviously, all teams have quite good information coming from a weekend of racing on the same circuit. That's why, in my opinion, we didn't see in FP2 as many long runs as we are used to see. All the three compounds have been used, but that was clear from the other race. I believe that the important information that I collected from FP2 is the big gap between the medium and the soft that is not really representative. If you look at the lap time delta, it is in the range of 0.9 to 1 second per lap. That is a huge delta considering how short the lap is. But it's probably due to the fact that with the soft and with this uncertainty on the possibility that the FP2 time can be considered for the grid, maybe they just push on the soft because it makes no sense to push on the medium or the hard. And that's why the delta between the medium and the soft is bigger than expected. It is bigger compared to what we predicted at the first race. If you remember, I said in the range of 0.3, 0.4, while it was half a second or a bit more, but it cannot be 1 second. So the explanation I can give for that is because they were pushing on the soft at least one lap just to manage this situation about the grid and possibility that we don't have any qualifying tomorrow. No other points to highlight on today's condition. If tomorrow is raining, we have Sunday. The weather expected is for cloudy and much fresher temperature compared today. So probably in a situation like that with a green track, because if tomorrow is raining, we have a reset of the track, so it is possible that they will struggle more on front warm up on Sunday rather than rear overheating. Nothing else from my side. So if you have any question, I already was in the press conference, so I believe you are tired to hear my voice. Dieter? Dieter, you are mute.
Yes, now I'm open.
Yeah, just lost the video. I'm there.
Great.
It's good to see how the car feels. The teammates are a bit more comfortable than me.
Hello?
With it,
so, yes, I can hear you.
Mario, how much easier is it for you going to the same circuit within 7 days? Does it make your job any easier in any way? Does it make any difference from an operational perspective or not?
Not really, Dieter. The difficult part of the first weekend was mainly related to COVID procedures and to manage a new system with our engineers that are blind. They are not in the garage. They have to wait for the tires used in the back of the garage. So it is, and it was a bit difficult for them. I'm not complaining because team's cooperation was great. They organized the area in the back of the garage, the cover area in the back of the garage for our people. They put a screen. Our engineers have a radio, but obviously during the race, for example, it was a bit difficult to get the information. So I'm sure we are going to improve the system for the second race. But this is irrespective of the fact that we are on the same circuit or in a different circuit. It's just a matter of new procedures that we have to learn, and we have to work together with the teams to understand how to manage this procedure. In terms of any additional issue or challenge, there is nothing particular that I have in mind. Christian?
Thank you. Ciao, Mario. A lot of people are expecting that FP3 and qualifying will be cancelled due to the heavy rain showers. Is there anything in particular that this circuit is more tricky than others under rainy conditions, or is it just the weather forecast that is so bad that some people expect it?
I believe it is the second. It is clear that this circuit is a lot up and down. But that means that we probably have a big part of the circuit where we shouldn't have a pulse because of this, because it's not flat. So I don't remember now if there is any particular area where we have standing water. I believe that all the discussion is mainly related to the conditions themselves, not any particular issue that is related to this circuit.
Is in the dust system. Sorry, I had a problem with the connection. Another question on the rain and the Mercedes dust system. Do you think this could be even better or even worth more in rainy conditions than in dry conditions?
That's a good question. To be honest, I had a discussion with my engineers to also to understand their opinion, because in wet condition, what can happen? That obviously they can use the dust to try to warm up the front tire if for any reason, if we are in a wet condition, for sure it will be much colder than today. So I can expect a drop of temperature quite big, and in that condition the issue can be the front warm-up. In drying condition, maybe they can use it in a way to not to overstress the blocks of the tires. You know that in drying condition it is quite normal that you wear the wet tire quickly because of the abrasion, and maybe the system can be used in trying to make the life of the front tire easier, but they are just assumptions. Honestly, I have no idea if or better to say that in wet conditions sometimes the conditions themselves are more relevant than other details or other effects, like it could be the dust. So if we talk about qualifying, being on the fast lap at the right moment is probably something that can give you a much bigger advantage. I'm talking about qualifying because for the moment the race is expected to be dry, so we have to consider the effect on the dust only on the fast lap, not on a long run. probably if we talk about the race and the use of the dust in wet condition for a long run, it can be different. But tomorrow it's all about qualifying, so it's all about a faster lap. Okay. And Ed?
Hello. Yeah, just a quick question about Mugello. We know it's hard on tyres, but from the knowledge you have of the circuits and the surface and the configuration, how hard is it? Is it kind of beyond anything else that's already on the calendar, or is there a circuit you can very roughly compare it to that Formula One's used to?
We are making the comparisons in these days because obviously it was announced as an official race. But if I have to give you my idea, it could be comparable to Silverstone or Suzuka. So it's one of the high severity circuits for sure, where you don't have a lot of traction and braking, but you have a lot of fast corners. We know from other series that it's quite hard on the construction of the tire as well as on the compounds because of the type of asphalt. And if I have to make a comparison to other circuits, I would say probably Silverstone, Barcelona, Suzuka in the range of these circuits. Happy, Ed? I see everybody frozen.
Yeah, you froze a bit there just as you made the final comparison.
I said that we can compare Mugello to Silverstone, Suzuka, and Barcelona, just to give you an idea of the circuits that we know and that are hosting a Formula One race in a normal championship.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other question? Good. So we have been quite quick tonight. Thank you, everybody. And I see you somewhere around at the circuit.
Ciao, Mario. Thank you.
Grazie, Mario.
Thanks, Mario.
See you next week.
See you. Bye-bye.